Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the rooftop restaurateur herself, Sandy Reavy.
It seems like that's what this weekend's about.
And it is episode 258, July 3rd. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we have a short week starting with today, July 3rd, full moon at 11 degrees Capricorn.
Middle space and middle ground.
Thursday, July 6th, Mercury sextile Uranus.
Anything goes.
Sunday, July 9th, Mercury heliacal rise.
Seeing better.
And Mercury trine Neptune retrograde.
Pay attention.
Then in talisman times, Sandy has finished up one talisman to bolster courage and the upcoming to acquire a favorite pet. Also, our talisman of the month, to be fair in all negotiations. On the horizon, we have our July forecast as well as a very special Venus Star Point talisman workshop. And in our house, I'm so excited to share some new features in Zoom with you all, which are now available during astrology readings. So stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
Hello, rooftop restaurateur.
Woo-woo! I know we're recording this before the holiday.
Right.
And it's coming out on the Monday before the holiday.
Right.
So everybody will be in party mode, I think, on this whole, right in the middle of it. You might not catch this episode until everybody's gone on Wednesday.
And happy 4th of July to all of our U.S. Citizens and all of you visiting here for the holiday weekend. It is a short week ahead, and I know we won't get right into it because first I have a going direct for all of you listeners. I just received an email recently from Jen. She says, captioning worked great today. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great 4th of July weekend. Also, hopefully the smoke from Canada isn't affecting the outdoors as much. I keep sending my rain energy over to Canada. So keep those rain thoughts coming. And we are, you know, praying for those wildfires that are just blowing smoke everywhere.
You know, we just, all we're asked to do is stay indoors.
Right.
They're asked to evacuate or possibly lose their homes.
That's right? Scary.
So yeah. We can at least do that and send them love and send rain vibes for sure. Yeah, thanks, right. Jen.
So, all right, let's get into the transits for the week. It's a short week, and let's start off with today, Monday, July 3rd, full moon at 11 degrees of Capricorn, early in the morning.
Hey, this is at 6:39 Central AM. So that means as the sun is coming up over the eastern horizon, the moon is going down over the western horizon. So perfect time to see a full moon on the angles, right on the horizon. And I call this middle space and middle ground. It's the first of four super moons. Of this year. So this is the first one. But feel good about what you've already accomplished. We're on the angle of sun in Cancer. You know, it's Cancer season. And then that means the moon is opposite it in Capricorn. And so really the moon, you know, we know that Mercury is moving with the sun because we've just had the Kazimi. So we know that the Mercury is currently still combust the sun. But the Saturn, which is the ruler of the moon, is making a sextile to the sun, and Jupiter's making a trine to the moon. So really it's about feeling good of what you've already accomplished. These are so again, the sun is getting a trine from Saturn plus the conjunction of Mercury, and the moon is getting a trine of Jupiter. So with reception. So I like this. I like this full moon. And it's a super moon, which means it's coming closer and closer to
the earth, right? It's going to look like very large. Yeah. It's going to be very pretty.
And it's really cool to get those pictures where you're holding what looks like you're just posing.
I love those. We don't have any of those. We need to get some.
I know. Do you want to wake up at 6 o'clock to get those at 6:39?
One day.
Oh, but not this Monday?
One day. Not Monday. So let's move on to Thursday, July 6th, Mercury sextile Uranus.
So anything goes. Anytime you can get Uranus in the picture in a friendly, natured aspect, and it is. It's a sextile, so it's 60 degrees. It's an opportunistic. And Mercury is like allowing the news to do what is available to pursue. Mm-hmm. In other words, you might get a little like ding on, oh my gosh, you know what? I want to sign up for that, or I want to follow that thread. You know, doing something, again, we get overrated by saying Uranus is the different. Do something different. We're getting tired of saying that. It's like, you know, what about be unique, right? What about be progressive? Like, you know, like you were showing me something on some QuickBooks and you're like, see, isn't that easy? I'm like,
Did you just say QuickBooks?
Oh, wait, did I say QuickBooks?
You said QuickBooks.
See, I don't even know what
this
all
is,
these
this
are.
This is my challenge.
Yeah, I met on Google Drive.
Google Drive, yep. Kind of.
Yeah, it's all that.
It's on
like
a screen.
Fuzz. It's all fuzzy to me.
Well, okay, so I like this. Anything goes. So maybe wherever you feel like you're really getting stuck in a routine, maybe like even like dinner parties. It's just like the same conversations over and over and over and over again. Maybe it's just like, let's propose a question to the table for each person to react or answer or.
So you can bring that to the table.
Yeah. I like it.
You know what Jim does, you know, which is his favorite thing to do at these really nice
perspective shifts.
That's
it's
what
fun.
This is. So it makes sense.
Yeah. I don't even know if we've talked about this on the podcast before, but basically when you're either at a restaurant or you're sitting at a table or, you know, you're stuck sitting in the same spot for a while, one of our friends will say, all right, everybody up, perspective shift. And you switch.
Everybody moves to the left one seat. Yeah.
Oh, well, sometimes it's everyone switches around so that you're also mixing up the conversation, too, where you're sitting not next
to
the same people.
Well, it does because you're going to be opposite somebody else, somebody different, and somebody to the left now will move around the corner.
What if it's a long rectangular table?
Okay. But it is. It's like, oh, man, I just got used to this. I've got my drink here, my plate here. And he does it, you know, like at the end of a dinner before we have the dessert or something
right.
like that.
It really works.
It refreshes people's
energy.
It awakens the brain. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's what you can do.
Or even shift around. And this is kind of a cool idea. Shift around your desk, right? Yeah. Because that's somewhere that we sit every single day facing the same exact space. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, whether or not you can change what's in front of you or just change the whole perspective of what the direction that you're looking at.
Yeah.
So I like that. Cool. So let's move on to the end of the week, which is Sunday, July 9th, Mercury heliacal rise.
Yeah. You know, he's coming up as an evening star. We've seen him in the morning. If you get up early enough, you've seen him. He's moved down into the sun's beams, and now he's going to be making his heliacal rise. He'll be 10 degrees away from the sun. So when the sun sets, we'll see Mercury. It'd have to be a really clear day, and you'd have to be out of the white light of a city. But, and it makes us, you know, like, understand better. We're more cognizant. Maybe we see better.
Mm-hmm.
We have a clear mind because Mercury is now not under the beams of the sun nor combust.
Or we play that song, I Can See Clearly Now. I like that one.
Yeah.
That is such a happy song, you know.
Can you sing it real quick?
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. And it's traveling all the way to Canada to put out the fires.
Wow.
Wow.
You're turning red right now.
I know. Because now everyone on the podcast is going to hear me sing, you're welcome. You're very welcome. So
that's your Leo. Your
my Leo moon.
Leo moon.
Yeah. So are we done with that Mercury in Heliacal Rise?
Yeah, okay. He's just, you know, he's now, we're able to see him in the sky. And now he's a night star, not a morning star. You know, he's just gone through his transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the same day, Sunday, July 9th, Mercury trine Neptune retrograde. Mercury is getting a lot of action here. Sextile Uranus, Heliacal Rise, and then trine Neptune retrograde. But it's a sextile and a trine.
Right. So now he's, now I call this pay attention. Now, I like the trine to Neptune. It is a Sunday, but we also have to know that this is a time where we're not too detail oriented, right? So I call this, you know, pay attention. You can easily make flaws or faux pas, but hey, it's Sunday. Who cares, right? So, you know, you might try something here and not know exactly how. It sounds like me reading directions, right?
For QuickBooks?
For anything. somebody just sent me a gift and it had directions in it. And I literally thought, oh my gosh, I should probably take them out of the box. I put them on the corner, threw the box away. And yesterday, and then I use this thing, it's for my neck. And then I look over and I go, oh, there's those directions over on the corner. It's in the way. It's garbage. I never look at them. You know, I never look at directions.
And that's why I need to educate you about every single thing in this house.
But that's the trine. And I don't have that aspect, but I do have Mercury in Pisces, which this is Mercury in Cancer, which is water sign, making a trine to Neptune in Pisces. Mm-hmm. So it could, this action about, you can make flaws or faux pas, or you can figure it out on your own, right? It's like,
and that's what a creative you opt to way, do, right?
Because my Mercury in Pisces acts like this all the time.
But sometimes those things you don't use to their full potential, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, a little challenge for
or
you.
Or can I say this little thing? So, you know, my eye drops that I needed when I had my lens put in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they come in these little white or clear individual packets.
Yeah, disposable,
right?
Packets. Yep.
And you put, you know, a drop or two in each eye. And mm-hmm. then I look and I'm like, oh, there's still some fluid in here. So I've learned to recap it.
Uh-huh.
So I give some to my brother a couple months ago when I was in Ohio. And his wife says, oh, yeah, I use those for my eyes. And then I said, yeah, so just put these drops in and then you can put the top back on. And she goes, you can put the top back on? And I said, yeah. She goes, the directions don't say that.
Ah.
Cha-ching.
You found one exception to that.
Yeah, because the directions didn't say it. And I figured it out. And it's like, why not save this little bit for another drop tomorrow?
Right. And so, and also the directions of my laptop don't say it works great as a paperweight.
Okay. So you can make, you know, figure some things out on your own.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is a day where you can do that. Or if you're really trying to stay in a detailed organizational linear focus, this is not a day for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make some mistakes.
Binge watch some movies. All right. So that is the week, everybody. It is short, but going to be fun. So let's move into Talisman Times, where you have finished Monday, June 26th, to bolster courage.
I am protected from angry spirits. My attitude is raven-like and automatically frightens evil from my aura. I am bold.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. This is the moon. The moon was on a fixed star at the midheaven. And whenever we can get moon near a fixed star, we have to have the moon bringing down the energy of the fixed star, because fixed stars are pretty high up.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be on an angle, either the ascendant or midheaven. This is on the midheaven of the highest point. And really, it's Al-Ghorib is the wing of the celestial raven. So it's about having this protection, and which aids to, you know, the bold, courageous attitude that one can have for protection.
And quick aside, I am so excited to learn about these fixed stars, these constellational, mythical stories in Greece in September. Quick mention too, we have I think just one spot left. So
we have one room left.
One room left.
So yeah. If that's two of you,
it's calling for you.
Or it's one of you. Maybe it's you and your daughter. That would be pretty cool. Or you and best your sister.
Best friend.
Or you and your best friend. We've got a lot of those combinations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, we'll go back to the talisman. That was a quick aside. To bolster courage, I really like this one. I think that it's that shield of courage. You know, we all have been witness to those people that just are bold, it almost feels like nothing can penetrate them. Mm-hmm. So
and it's a nice protective layer of having this raven, sitting on your shoulder, right? Mm-hmm.
So the upcoming talisman is Saturday, July 1st, to acquire a favorite pet. I think I want this one.
My wish is granted. I obtain the perfect animal for me and my family. They provide us with a wonderful company. Mm-hmm. And this is because Jupiter, the ruler of the chart, and the moon, the ruler of the ascendant and the ruler of the moon, is Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter in the sixth house of pets. And it's rare that I do pets.
Very rare.
I don't even recall in the last 13 years I've been doing this that
you've even done one.
That I've done a pet one. But this really is... highlights, you know, it was like pat, it was like coming right off my page when I was writing this. So
okay yeah. So let's go to the talisman of the month for July. To be fair in all negotiations, I am very realistic and rather conservative in using my resources. I am somewhat detached from the demands of this project. I see how this works best. We discussed this last week. I really like this one because in order to be fair in all those negotiations, you do have to take that step back and give a kind of cold, but maybe a little bit more detached opinions and outlooks on it so that you can really be fair with it.
And find solutions, even if they're not swaying to your angle, right? It's like this will work best. And it's a Venus. She's highly angled in that talisman, so it's about not that too emotional or last time this happened, you know. It's not subjective. So yeah, it's a good one, and it's the talisman of the month, so you get a discount.
All right, so let's move on to the horizon. We have finished up the July forecast, the astrology forecast, and cheat sheet for all of our Patreon community. If you want to join in, there is a free trial that you can sign up with on patreon.com/chattingwiththestars. Also, the links for all of this is in all of the show notes, so go ahead and click on any of those.
Welcome the new, we've got a bunch of new people on it, so welcome. We're excited to get to know you on some of these star seats.
Right. So August 13th,
big day. Starting early in the morning.
Right. So we have an upcoming talisman workshop that is going to be phenomenal. One, because it's the Venus star point in Leo, and that is all about really being that courageous self and showing up as a more feminine leader, more heart-centered leader. And we have a very special guest.
Woo! I can't believe she said yes.
So Arielle Gutman wrote the book on the Venus star point and has been really doing all of the research and the consultations all about the Venus star point. And she is going to be teaching us all in this workshop, as well as providing notes, personalized love letters to us all about what Venus is trying to portray.
This is at 20 degrees of Leo. And because I have a 20 degree Leo rising, I thought this will be the first time I'm going to make a massive, and you got a 19 Leo rising, so it's hitting you too. Or you have a 19 Leo moon, excuse me. So the fact that both of us have this radiating or unfolding for the first time in our lives, that I went big and I thought, oh my gosh, you know, it's Leo, let's go big.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Ariel and she said, sure.
Right.
And she's like, what would you like me to do? So
she's on board. She's coming in. She's going to be lecturing and teaching us all the Venus Star Point, as well as in the reports and all of the paperwork that you get prior to the event that you can print out and have there. We go through it. But everything is going to be completely personalized for you and your chart in the reports. So we would love for you to join. The sign up link is live and ready for you all to sign
right.
up. That is in the show notes, or head over to our website. You can even search the Venus Star Point in Leo.
Can I add one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
And so because it's like bold or go home, if you've got a Leo, anybody that has Leo risings, it's like, you got to go bold.
Mm-hmm.
It's what people expect of you. So I reach out to Julia Sims, who is the president and runs the CIA, and that mm-hmm. stands for Cosmic Intelligent Agency.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in Melbourne,
Australia.
And she had said last year when we were chatting on a Q&A when she did the Venus Star Point, she's like, oh, Sandy, you know, get a hold of
your
me.
Your accents are terrible.
Anyway, so I did, because I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed. You know, even though I have a Leo rising, my sun is in the eighth house. So I don't really want so many people to look at me unless they look at me. And then I got to pretend I want them to look at me. So I reached out to CIA and she's like, yes. So she's going to send people our way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Ariel's group from Greece. This is going to be now an international
right.
Group that we're compounding here. And, you know, we may have to limit this because, you know, this is a talisman workshop. So I'll be making a pair of earrings or a charm with a pink rose on it for everyone. So, click the link, get your information in. Ariel said she will look at people's charts and write you a love letter.
Mm-hmm.
It's included in the packet of all the things that I write, if you can get in on the early side.
Right.
Because she's quite busy.
Yes.
She needs to hit her calendar on what I'm adding.
Mm-hmm.
Chart wise. Yeah. So very cool.
We're so excited about that event.
One last thing, can I say?
Sure.
And we're going to unveil our Venus Star Point Greece retreat in September of 2024, this year.
Yes.
So we are going to be working together to immerse each of the, you know, the participants in their own Venus Star Point for a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
That's immersive work.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So speaking of Greece, September 7th through the 14th, we are going to be starting our last call for our attendees for the Greece retreat on Amargos Island. And we would love to have you there. If you want more information, you can click the link in the show notes or schedule a free 15-minute call with Sandy.
Yeah. And if it's not Greece, you know, I'm already starting the Bali, you know, and we got Mexico in
January.
In fact, you should probably give those dates because, you know,
January 6th through the 13th of 2024
is
Mexico retreat. We go to La Ventana, which is north of Cabo San Lucas. And so it is very easy to get there. We include the shuttle and everything for you. And then we are on the bluffs of the Sea of Cortez, mm-hmm. and it is gorgeous.
It's certainly a step away from the holidays because it's always the first Saturday of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
We're grandfathered.
It is definitely it's a beautiful retreat, and it's perfect because there's not, we're going here and we're scheduling it's very rejuvenating and relaxing.
Because we stay right on property.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe one day we go down to the...
Right. We maybe make one adventure in that like whole
Seven
long
days.
Week.
Yeah.
But because we don't really need to, it's just so intimate and so beautiful at this luxurious resort.
And, you know, they've expanded, so that's open.
It's going to be cool. We're so excited to see the changes. All right. So
And then Bali in April.
And then Bali in April,
so
of course.
Schedule, you know, we can talk about all those retreats. I've got some people that are going on all of them.
And see which one is for you or which ones. So, all right, let's move into our house without further ado, because I'm so excited to talk about some new features that we've turned on in Zoom calls. So since I'm the techie one, right?
Well, you got Mercury in Aquarius in the 10th house. So yes, you're the techie one.
And this all really started from Jen, who we highlighted in the Going Direct today. She is hearing impaired and can still hear you, but also when you're sharing screen and sharing the chart, your picture kind of goes really small. And she was explaining this to me. Your picture goes really small. So also it's hard for her to see your lips mm-hmm. and also like kind of be able to be really engaged with what you're saying. Mm. And so she said that she had been in other Zoom calls where they had closed captioning that was live. And as you're talking, it's showing up in the bottom, which is closed captioning. Captioning is usually a script that you write after the fact and then you upload it so that when you're replaying it, it's got the time and it knows when to show the words. But ever since AI and all of this has been really evolving so quickly, they're now doing live closed captioning.
Oh, that's
and this is in, I guess, in the last few years, but this is one of the first times that I noticed it in Zoom. And it's all thanks to Jen. And so now during webinars, during your astrology readings, you can turn on the closed captioning if you're one of those people that, you know, loves to see the words that are being said as well as listening, mm-hmm. you know, because sometimes that does help for retention. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're more the visual, you know, because we have the chart there, we also have the closed captions. You can also see the whole entire transcript on the side as well.
Really?
Yeah. Super cool. And so even if you're re-listening to one of your readings, you'll still be able to see what's going on, right? Without even putting it on.
Yeah, I think that's like a great for people because I just recently had a new client who said, you know, well, will you write this out for me? And I'm like, oh, like, no, but I'll speak it out. So now I can say it'll be written for you when I speak it on the Zoom.
It'll be written for like live when they're
But then they'll be able to have it. Oh, you're looking funny right now.
I'm not so sure about that. Mm-hmm. That we will have to do on a case by case basis for each individual. If you want to download the transcript afterwards, but
you mean to make a copy and print it?
Right. Also, when I was going through all of this and really sorting through all of the crazy features that I guess I didn't even realize Zoom did and allowed, because they've been doing so many updates, there's one called AI Summary. So you can click on that and it starts listening to your conversation and then distilling it into a short, succinct summary, which that could be very interesting for someone who wants, you know, their reading to be written out. I think that could be the way that they use it, because also an entire transcript of an hour and a half reading can also turn into like book form, right? Yeah. it's a lot of words spoken. It's a long list of things to read through. Mm-hmm. There's like all these new features. I'm getting excited about it because I really want to experiment with this and see how this can benefit astrology readings, webinars, and just sharing what it is that's spoken and distilled through these astrological charts.
Well, I'm glad you're excited because I'm over here falling asleep.
Oh, great. And maybe you're
that
not
all is like, whatever, man.
Whoosh. Maybe you're not alone. Maybe I just put everyone on the podcast asleep. So good night, everybody. But yes, so we're excited for those changes coming up. So I think that's a wrap, right?
It's a wrap.
Thank you, everybody, for listening in to this episode of Astrological Intentions. We will see you next Monday. And until then, happy holiday weekend and enjoy and be safe.
Bye, everyone.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.